AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A fitting end to the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan at her husband's presidential library in the Hill Country northwest of Los Angeles. A few sprinkles fell during today's service, but the downpour held off until Nancy Reagan's casket was carried to the gravesite where her son Ron says she'll be reunited with her husband.
They will watch the sun drop over the hills in the west toward the sea. And as night falls, they will look out across the valley. My father will tell her that the lights below are her jewels.
Maybe on the other side there are endless shores and eternally brilliant sunsets. Maybe it's possible to sit there forever, undisturbed, two souls happily entwined, needing only each other.
Ron Reagan was joined by his sister Patty Davis and invited guests in saying farewell to their mother. The music world is mourning the death of Keith Emerson. Emerson, the keyboardist and founding member of the 1970s progressive rock group Emerson, Lake & Palmer, died last night at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 71. As expected, Ben Carson endorsed Donald Trump today. In the meantime, Marco Rubio's campaign is urging Ohio voters to back Governor John Kasich in next Tuesday's primary. An Ohio judge has issued an order to allow 17-year-olds to vote in the swing state's presidential primary next week. Officials in Louisiana parishes north of New Orleans are reporting more rain-related problems. This is AP Radio News. The Johnny football era is over in Cleveland.
After two seasons in which he made more headlines off the field than on them, the Browns have finally waived quarterback Johnny Manziel 2 days into the new year of the NFL. Manziel spent 10 weeks in rehab after his first season with the team, and now a year later is the subject of a grand jury investigation in Dallas after he was accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend. The Browns remain on the hook for his guaranteed base salaries this year and next. Manziel appeared in 14 games with 8 starts for the Browns after being picked in the first round of the 2014 NFL draft. In those games, he threw 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
So far, Maria Sharapova's attempts to limit the damage from her doping revelation has been well judged, but officials say whether the 5-time Grand Slam tennis champion can reclaim her financial clout will depend on the length of any ban she's handed. She's been upfront and contrite so far in the scandal. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.